Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Now, with cinemas and theatres reopened and at full capacity, some people are still concerned about the quality of air in those venues with no restrictions. Professor John Wegner is from the School of Chemistry at UCC in Cork, and he went along to the cinema at the weekend and decided to bring his own CO2 monitor. So what did he find, I wonder? Well, he joins us on the line now to tell us. You went to see Spider-Man, I think, John?
I did. The latest Spider-Man movie. It was my first out into cinema in over 2 years, so naturally, I was curious to see what the level of ventilation was like.
And how big is this monitor that you brought with you?
So this is a pocket-sized monitor. So CO2 monitors that, for example, teachers are using in classrooms now, they need to be plugged in. But this one is a portable monitor. It runs on batteries. It's about the size of a pack of cards. So you can actually take it around with you and put it in your pocket. You go into a restaurant or a bar or on the bus, wherever you go, you can actually just take it out and just read the quality of the air of the room that you're in.
And do you bring it out and about with you a lot?
I have done. Ever since I realised the airborne nature of the virus, I bought one of these monitors and I've used it extensively. I've taken it to on the bus. I've taken it to classrooms, restaurants, bars, the Lewis, various places. And the good thing about this monitor is that it can actually record the data and you can look back through it and you can kind of indicate where occupancy rose in a room, and you can do a fair bit of analysis in terms of how well ventilated the room is and what causes the rise, and any ventilation measures cause a decrease in CO2 levels too.
Okay, so for those people then planning their weekend who maybe have been holding off going to the cinema on the basis that a packed theatre cinema might be a little off-putting for some people, how did you get on?
Well, fine. To be honest, I realised that the cinema was only low occupancy anyway. Looking at the booking and the number of seats available, it was only about 20-25% occupied. And actually, modern cinemas, as you might expect, because they have high ceilings, they will have ventilation systems. The CO2 levels were actually very, very good. So the readings were of the order of 600, 700 parts per million. And so just as a reference, 400 parts per million is the background outdoor levels. And 800 indicates a good ventilation indoors. And 1,500 is recognized as poor ventilation. So this was a well-ventilated environment. So I was pretty pleased with the readings.
Okay, from a scientific perspective, I don't know, is it possible for you to calculate then if it was 25% occupancy and that was the reading, what it would likely be at 100% occupancy?
You can. So we know how much air people breathe in and breathe out, and we know how much of that air, the exhaled air, contains CO2. So we could calculate how much CO2 is released by people when they're just sitting and breathing. And then we can work out any air exchange that is going on, and we could work out if there is sufficient ventilation being provided to that room. In a way, that the mathematics can be quite complicated and varies on a number of factors. The CO2 the CO2 measurement is much more straightforward and gives a good indication. So the 800 parts per million threshold is a very good one given the current pandemic, and I think those levels are equivalent to what we define as good air quality, where enough fresh air, of the order of 10 litres of air per second per person, is being delivered. So, but that's certainly a good reference point to aim for.
All right, so it sounds like people can start planning their weekends, booking those tickets perhaps. Many others like you who maybe haven't been to the cinema in a couple of years at this point. And sorry, John, finally, Spider-Man, would you recommend it?
I loved it. It was a little bit long for me.
Okay.
But, you know, I had to be jogged. My memory had to be reminded of the previous, the last film, but I did enjoy it. And so I recommend going to the cinema.
Thank you very much, John, for joining us this evening. That's Professor John Wenger from the School of Chemistry at UCC in Cork.